you deserve
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Verses 34 through 37. Amen. If I can get just a little bit of volume today, God bless you so much. Amen. It's just an honor to know that there are fellow warriors out there still fighting in the kingdom. Amen. I want you to know there's so many things that Satan would try to use to pull God's people away from being in his house, being in his presence. Amen. But I'm just grateful today that I'm here. Amen. Can anybody say like David, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. That's something to be said when that's something in your heart to want to be found in God's house. How many know there's peace in the house of God? There's wisdom in the house of God. There's safety in the house of God. There's blessing in the house of God. There's sanity in the house of God. You'd be amazed how many people lose their minds. Even as you look at the Sunday school lesson, how King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, started off, you know, God raised him up or allowed him to be raised up as a great and mighty king. But because of pride and independence, he ended up losing his mind. Amen. I thank God for a sound mind. Amen. How many have the mind of Christ this morning? In Daniel chapter 4, Verse 34 through 37, it says, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. Tell somebody that's our God. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Who can question God? He has all power. At the same time, my reason returned unto me. This is Nebuchadnezzar. And for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. And excellent majesty was added unto me. Verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol or exalt and honor the King of Heaven. Everybody say the King of Heaven. All whose works are true and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. My focus in reading that text concerning Nebuchadnezzar's fall and his restoration to his position is just that verse 37, that one phrase that says the King of Heaven. I want to minister today from the subject, Becoming Kingdom-Minded, Part 3. Kingdom-Minded, Part 3. Look at your neighbor and say, there he goes again. There he goes again. Well, it's good that we hear subjects on a consistent basis, because when you hear the same subject over and over and over again, in one aspect, the minister is able to get more and more revelation from that subject. And from a second aspect, the hearer is able to build more and more from that particular subject. So it's good that we become kingdom-minded, because whether you know it or not, if you have been born again, if you have become a believer, if you're a child of God, you can turn it down some, it's some static. If you've become a child of God, you are a member of the kingdom of heaven. And this tells us, this text tells us here in Daniel chapter 4, that there is a king of heaven. And we know him as Yahweh. We know him as Jehovah. We know him as Adonai, the Lord. Our God is the king of heaven. I want to use as a subtitle, Understanding Our King. And that's what can go on the CD, Understanding Our King. We defined a kingdom earlier. I want to give a definition again. A country, state, or territory ruled by a king or a queen. Also, it's the spiritual reign or authority of God. That's from the Oxford Dictionary. The two aspects when you're looking at that definition, number one, is the kingdom of heaven. That's the territory from which God rules from. And then you have the kingdom of God. That's the authority in which God has. God has all authority. Even though he lives in heaven, God the Father, we know that his spirit is everywhere, but his authority is in all places because he is sovereign and he is the ruler of all. So his kingdom, the kingdom of God, is everywhere. But we want to look specifically this morning at understanding our king, his purpose, and his person. Everybody say his purpose and his person. His purpose and his person. Let's say that together. Say his purpose and his person. I know that's a bit of a tongue tie there, but his purpose and his person. His purpose, for those that are writing, because I know there's some writers out there. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. We understand his purpose from the very beginning. And we have read the scripture a number of times, but it's good to review things that we may get it even more embedded in our hearts. And the scripture says, and God said, verse 26, let us make man in our image. When we see the word man, we know he's talking about mankind. How many know that we are made in the image of God? We are made in God's image. After our likeness, he says, and let them have dominion. Everybody say dominion. That's funny. This was the first understanding that mankind had, that man was supposed to have dominion. So he says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have, there's that word again, dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So we see here the first purpose of God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28 is dominion and multiplication of his kingdom. Would you not agree with me in understanding that God already had his kingdom established? From eternity to eternity, he's the Alpha and the Omega. God has already and always existed. So he's always had sovereignty. He's always had a kingdom. But then he created man to extend his kingdom that they may have dominion and multiply. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you were created to have dominion. Now, whether we know it or not, he created us in his image so that we would have righteous dominion. He created us in his image that we would be people of love and extend his kingdom in dominion with a heart of love. Whether we know it or not, he created us in his image. He is good. He wanted us to spread good in the earth realm. He created us to have dominion and to multiply. So basically, we are basically little gods in the earth. And the scripture says that in the book of Psalms. Now, this was before the fall. Before the fall, we were created in God's image. He established the Garden of Eden. He established Adam and Eve. And he began to look to extend his kingdom. He began to extend his dominion. So in all actuality, we were created in God's image to do his purpose and plan in the earth, which was to establish his dominion and multiply his kingdom. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, let's look there. Look at your name and say, I'm a kingdom person. I'm a kingdom person. I'm a kingdom person. Amen. I'm a part of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is my Father. He's my creator. And he created me to rule and to reign. Amen. Not over people, amen, in this dispensation, but over the environment, over my situation, that I may represent him and look like him. See, if we're ruling and reigning from our own standpoint, that's when pride comes in. That was the challenge with Nebuchadnezzar. He wanted his way. He had his agenda. But we understand it's God's agenda, and we're yielded unto him, then we're able to release his dominion in the earth. So as we look here and we see Romans chapter 5, verse 17. We know the fall of man took place in Genesis chapter 3, but here in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, we see, and it reads from the King James Version, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Let me read that same verse from the New International Version. For if by the trespass of the one man. Who was the one man? Adam. What was the trespass, the initial sin that took place in the garden? Death reigned through that one man. How much more with those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness do what? Reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be reigning and releasing the dominion of God. Look at your name and say, I'm a ruler. What are you supposed to rule? Your life. In righteousness, in wisdom, in love, in goodness. Things in life should not be dominating us, because we have the DNA of God on the inside. We have the DNA of God before the fall, and now after the fall, because we've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, we ought to be speaking things into existence. We ought to be doing what thus saith the Lord, to bring the reign of God in the earth. See, because God reigns and we're his children, we got all the blessing and privileges that he's bestowed upon us. But we have to know who we are. Amen. So in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, dominion and multiplication of his kingdom was his purpose in creating man. And then after the fall, Romans 5 and 17, we see that death reigned through Adam and on to us, but we got life and the ability to reign through Jesus Christ. Let's look also at Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 19. Under this point of purpose, the expansion of his kingdom through preaching the gospel is his goal. Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. Everybody say, I have a job to do. This thing, Minister Wells, was never about us. It was always about him. It wasn't about us in the garden. It was about him. It's not about us now. It's about him. How many know that keeps pride out when you understand who it's about? It keeps rebellion, selfishness, independent spirit. All this stuff leaves once we understand who this is about. It is about the king and getting his purposes accomplished. So in Matthew chapter 28, we see, and we know the Great Commission, but I want us to read this together. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 19. When you have it, say amen. If you're not, turn and say, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Amen. But it's good to have your word in the house. Amen, somebody. It'll keep you focused. Amen. Some people get the